Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You don't want to burden somebody who's traveling. She was coming up the jetway and, you know, halfway down. She's about 30 feet away. And I went, we put down Beluga. I exaggerate.
Speaking of that.
We're sharers.
Happy birthday to you.
You got a big one tomorrow, pal.
It is 70, and I was just Googling it. I've got an average of 6.5 years left, so you're going to be on the station at least another 6.5 years.
All right!
Yeah. A contract extension! Yes!
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Before we get started here, I would like to give, I'm always about giving people recommendations about wonderful things they can try. If you happen to make it down here to West South Florida and you're a guy and you're looking for a quick haircut, might I recommend, I won't give the specific shopping center, but might I recommend the American Horror Story Cut that is offered. Ask for Chrissy Metz at the Supercuts down here in West South Florida, and ask for the American Horror Story Cut. All right? That's what I just wanted. I wanted to say that.
Hey, look at you.
Hey, I'm in an institution.
Yes, but you look like you're in a clean institution.
Yeah, yeah. But
you're
please,
cared for. You're well.
Ask for it by name. So Mike O'Mara said that if I came into this haircutting chain establishment, that I could get a good haircut, but what I really want is I want the young lady that is so lazy that she not only uses just clippers, which, by the way, the lazy haircutters around the world now are using. This is the move. This is the move. If you really want a quality haircut, make sure that they rest their hand on their hip at a jaunty angle while they freehand with the clippers.
Did you request the length by number?
The amount of skill of muscle control that would be required to do that efficiently and effectively, it's just amazing what athletes they really are when they can go and I'm sitting there going, there's nothing you can do. I don't have the balls to stop it in midstream and go, this is really a disaster. I've got to leave. And then the good thing about the American Horror Story Cut is you only realize how bad a haircut you've gotten 2 or 3 days afterwards when you hop out of the shower and you're blow drying your hair and you're trying to use every configuration to not look like you just got out of bed, even though you were out of bed an hour earlier and you showered. It just, it's truly, truly
this
special.
Lady that does the AHS haircut. Does she have two heads like the lady on American Horror Story?
No, she does not. No,
just one head. Just one head.
What she has is an energy level that I would describe as OTC.
OTC.
Off the charts.
Off the charts.
Off the charts, yeah. I think the exchange was... let me see if I've got it right. Yeah, yeah. I think I've got the jargon. She said,
"Hey, Dan. Hey, Dan. Hey, Dan."
This wasn't a requested stylist, right?
Dude, right? This is a walk-in. It's my fault. Walk-in. Just sometimes, the negativity. My regular barbershop. Sometimes Amble. The negativity is just too the anger. And by the way, I get it. I understand. I think it's an angry profession. I think by now I've been to enough different places. It's Judy, my lady in Manassas, was never angry. She loved her work. She loved her work.
She loved
and
you.
I'd walk in and I'd sit in her chair. She loved my boy. She loved my son. And she would sit there and go, "How's your boy doing today?" And I'm like, and then it would just be almost you could time it to 42 minutes of just meticulous cutting and getting it right. And it was never a bad haircut.
Wow.
Ever. It was. And by the way, the guy that did all the kids with the with the shaved sides of the heads and stuff like that. He was meticulous. It was a great barbershop with a great vibe.
Yeah.
Always conversation. That doesn't good exist magazines. Down here. What's that?
Good magazines?
No, I never, because I just hang out and I'd watch the other people. And okay. I ended up having conversations there, so I didn't really read the magazines.
Magazines are a thing of the past now that people have their phones with them.
Yeah. Well, there's a regular place I go where I know I'm going to get a good haircut.
2019.
But, you know, which, and the only reason I don't go is because sometimes it's just a very kind of emotional, negative, angry. And so I don't go to Hannity's every time that I'm going to get a haircut. So, you know, what did he say the one time he wanted some music on? He said, put on that bubblegum stuff. Put some bubblegum stuff.
He's 100 years old.
He's 1,000 years old. He's 1,000 years old. So I will. Sometimes I'm just not into dealing with that.
Yeah.
So I'll go someplace else. And that's why I was very thrilled to get the American Horror Story. Ask for it by name. You can only achieve it. Remember, you can. Oh, hold on.
Oh, wait.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you guys. I was trying to mute my phone and I hit call everybody. It's calling everybody on the effing show.
Hey, that's great.
Yes. How is that even possible? Oh, this is FaceTime to everybody.
I'm not getting a FaceTime.
You're not getting one?
No.
Oh, you're a better man than I am. Jesus Christ.
Damn it.
That's right.
Airplane mode. Goodbye.
All right. Yeah, just put it off to the side.
Thank you.
So put it off to the side, cakes. But anyway, remember those guys with their computers? Hey, congratulations on the new contract. I remember the sports junkies.
Cream rises,
or the
Mike.
Junkies would sit there and they would be, while the show's going on, that was always a new. And I'm old, so I remember when I'd get in trouble if you weren't focused.
Yeah.
Remember? You'd get in trouble if you weren't, like, staring.
You get phone calls on your show all the time.
I know. But I'm talking about back in the day.
Yes.
Back in the day. Stop being so goddamn combative.
Oh.
Okay?
Language.
I didn't call the world.
And I'll be nice.
But anyway, you know, I was just...
Mike O'Mara's new Broadway musical,
By the way,
I didn't call the word.
This guy and tell me that won't add a spring to your step. I tell you, I was flying high after that meeting, Oscar. Never felt better. Never better in my entire life. The sky's the limit. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Anyway, so ask for the American Horror Story by name. And now,
is it available in every Supercuts or just the one in Western South Florida?
The specific person.
Every third cut, I would say, at Supercuts. We'll get you that. Third cut.
Look.
What do they charge?
I know the drill. $18? $15?
That's a lot.
Oh, no, it's not.
Just you go in there, it's
no,
just
for
not
a Supercuts?
Fun.
Look, $5.99, shave my head. Bald in Manassas. In America, the average haircut costs $30.
You go to Mary's Stylist in Leesburg, $14.
Is that the flat fee or is that with tip?
That no, I tip six, so I pay 20 every time. But 14 is their flat rate.
All right,
and it's great, and they're happy.
You don't have any hair.
Well, other people go that have hair.
You just shave. Oh, by the way, at the airport, we'll get to it later on the show. The airport, picking my sister up at the airport last night.
Yes.
There was this light bulb head in front of us that you wait for them to come off the plane and you kind of lean over the little barrier they have there. And light bulb head was, there was no one coming on. And his body language, he was leaning half of his body out over there. It's like, okay.
Others.
Okay, King Douchey Douche. By the way. And he had a bald head that he shaved, and he missed a swatch behind his ear.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
You
finish, you have to take your hands and rub your head both directions to feel if there's any resistance against the grain. Because one time I missed, and it was a perfect triangle, and Julia thought it was the funniest thing ever. Dad, there's a triangle on your head. I said, should have mentioned this earlier.
This was 2 or 3 days. We figured this was 2 or 3 days of white, downy hair on his otherwise completely bald head right behind the left
ear. That's lazy. That's horrible.
And the head resembled the head of one of the elves in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer that had the perfect light bulb shape. I don't know, just an observation, casual. And I'm digressing here because I have to get to the matter at hand.
All right.
And share this with everybody because I think it's important to get it out. And I tell this to you because I share a lot and I didn't want to share it yesterday. But yesterday was a very, very bad day for us here in the O'Mara household because we had to say goodbye to Beluga yesterday. And I've joked about Beluga driving me nuts and how crazy he makes me. But the truth, if I can pull back the curtain, is that this was my wife's dog. And when she's that sad, I'm that sad. And I ended up, it affected me probably a little more than I expected because I was always railing against Beluga. Well, when you do that, you realize you're railing against it and you like to tell the stories. And it's kind of, he's part of the family, even with the clack, clack, clack. And we realized that probably for 2 or 3 years, he's been in decline. And Carla finally spoke to the vet and it was time. And so anybody, I didn't realize that in my elderly life, I have never been a party to that process until yesterday. So it caught me by surprise.
A horrible process.
Little thing. It's no fun. It's
no, no
fun
not at all.
And so it was time. You know, he slept in the bed the night before on Wednesday night, and she gave him this wonderful morning with food. He can't see, he can't hear, he can without being plied with medication, he can hardly walk. And so she didn't give him the meds that morning, and he was kind of gimping around. But the process is to take him to the vet, and it's just a drag. And what's weird, you don't anticipate things because you're not really thinking about it, but you bring your dog in for this horrible thing that you have to do. And there are other dogs there. They're bouncing around, young puppies and stuff. Yeah. And that is a very negative thing. Carla had about 20 ideas that she would give the vet to make that process a little smoother. And, you know, maybe like a separate entrance when you're going in for that, because it's just a drag. Mm. It just sucks. And his life was I don't think I've ever seen a pet owner that doted on her little pug more than Carla doted on Beluga. And Carla is tough as nails, and it takes a long time for her to let the stuff that's inside come out, and it finally did come out, and it was sad to watch her dealing with this, and I was emotional, and she was emotional, and it was very peaceful for Beluga. But there's a process that goes on, and I don't mind sharing it with people, that they give the dog an anesthetic so they will calm down and they won't know, and then they give the dog another shot, and the dog passes quietly, and in Beluga's case, very, very peacefully. But it's a two-stage process, mm-hmm. and they give the dog the anesthetic, and then the doctor left the room so we could be with Beluga. And
the anesthetic is an injection?
It's an injection, and okay. then asked Carla if she wanted to be there for the end, and she said, no, I'm fine. He's asleep now, and I've said my goodbyes. I said to her, do you want me to be there? So some a family member, she said, I wish you would, and I said, I will stay there. So Carla left the room. It's very, very emotional, and you know, they give you what to expect. And so there might be a last breath, and there might be a problem where he kind of
evacuates,
mm-hmm. but he didn't. And but he fought the first injection for sleep a little bit, where he's kind of like going, and then he finally mm-hmm. peacefully went to sleep. And she's holding him the whole time. She's rubbing on him. It's great. And then she leaves the room, and the doctor comes back in, and he's asleep, and he's on a little blanket. And at that particular moment, I didn't have any questions. I just was I was there, and it strangely affected me more than it should. You know, on the show, if you hear me bitching about Beluga mm-hmm. all the time, well, I loved bitching about Beluga. Yeah. I did. I love bitching about Beluga. Beluga has been part of our family for 15 years, and he lived a very long life for that breed of dog. And the thing about it was, you know, you have to, in a way, make the call. I think the way Carla put it was she wanted this to happen while there was still just a little bit of Beluga left.
Yeah.
And she didn't want him to be in distress when this happened. And so a lot of pet owners don't do that. A lot of pet owners go to the bitter end. But it's a process, and it's intellectually it's a little challenging, and it's very, very difficult.
It's very good that she did that. I think when they don't let the dog go, you're being selfish. You're keeping the dog around for your benefit mm-hmm. and not for the dog's quality of life. So that's a brave but very wise decision she made.
But as I said to the guys, they don't know this yet, but before the show, because it's my world, and in every even sad situation, there is always comedy.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's comedy when you least expect it. So we're getting ready for the final moments, and the doctor comes back in, and he said, well, he gave him the second anesthetic. He usually takes one, but he said, I'm sorry about that. And then I said I would have come back in sooner, but I wanted to give the dog just a few more minutes to sit there with your daughter.
No way that guy's married to that girl.
Wow.
Must be his daughter. Ah, beluga.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you. Thank you very much.
He got
much.
What
Thank
he
you.
Wanted.
Yeah.
Thank you, veterinarian. Yes, yes, sorry. You know, yeah, it's like
terrific just, bedside
I
manner.
I'm sorry, I was a little late, but I wanted to give her, I wanted to give the dog a little few, a few more, just a few more minutes with your daughter. And suddenly the sad Woo. Moment was superseded by my inflated ego as I was sitting there and when I told Carla this,
yes,
even between the tears, there was the laugh out loud. And then when you tell people this story, everybody reacts differently to it. You know, I find it enormously, to me, it's a comic moment.
Right.
It's a comic moment when it happened to us in the Giant food store in Manassas, Virginia. It's a wonderful moment when you're at a an amusement park or anywhere else. And it, you know, it's always something I deal with. And the doctor was kind of.
But this is particularly
anyway.
Magical.
Because well, you have of the, to say
the weight
say,
of the scenario that yeah. it happened in. I mean, this is right. you can't as we sometimes say, you really can't write it.
Well, no. And then you have to say, not daughter. That's my wife. Thank you, Ren. Yeah,
my
that's
wife.
That's my wife, doctor. My wife. And yeah, so very sad, though. Very, very sad. And, you know, and you just, yeah, we read a lot about it, how to tell our son what's going on. And he was fine, a little worse before it happened than afterwards. He kind of handled it.
So you prepared him as
to give him the rainbow speech?
What's the rainbow speech?
Well, my only context is when Dante passed away, the Weimar runner that was at that point living
oh,
with...
Oh, God, I thought you meant our engineer guy.
No.
Oh, thank God.
And he helped the audio with this show. Remember at the beginning? Boy, oh, yeah. did he do some great
oh,
work
yeah.
for us. Hi, Dante, if you're listening.
I've actually seen Dante in the past couple of years. He's doing well.
Good.
I think he moved to North Carolina.
Really good
pretty,
guy. Yeah.
Pretty much a prodigy that mm-hmm. came in and helped our audio change.
So... I remember her telling little Luca and little Sophia at that time, and she said that Dante had gone over the rainbow to a magical place, and every time they had like a little stuffed animal, a pound puppy that looked like Dante, they say, oh, he's over the rainbow now. I don't know if that was a new way of saying heaven to a kid, but it was fascinating that that's how they put it.
Well, I read that same article, and no, that's not what you say when you're going to, you know. Say goodbye to your dog. That's what you say when you want to tell the family that your dog's gay.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Crawford must be very busy indeed if he is recruiting help from the student body. Busy hunting that new one, Buffalo Bill. What a naughty boy he is. Do you know why he's called Buffalo Bill? Please tell me. The newspapers won't say.
Well, it started as a bad joke in Kansas City homicide, and they said, this one likes to skin his humps.
Why do you think he removes their skins, Agent Starling? Throw me with your acumen.
It excites him. Most serial killers keep some sort of trophies from their victims.
I didn't.
No. No, you ate you.
The census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver. With some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Karnak is attempting to divine an answer while you're sitting here, giggling. May I have silence, please?
Yes. You've had it many times before.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is The Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide sort of podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Ahwatukee, Arizona, to Carteret, New Jersey, from Norwich, Vermont, to Fairbanks, Alaska, from D.C. to Arnold, California, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Joybird. I was surfing on Joybird today. There's so many varieties of wonderful furniture you can get online. Joybird lets you create the space and furniture that brings you joy. With Joybird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture made to your unique taste. Turn your ideas into reality with hundreds of styles, colors, fabrics, and options. They have a wide range of kid and pet-friendly upholstery options, plus free personal design consultants to achieve your perfect design. Each Joybird piece is made by hand with care and precision using high-quality hardwood and responsibly sourced materials to fit your exact specs. And every piece comes with a limited-time warranty. Try the 365-day home trial. Sit on it. Sleep on it. Break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return it for a full refund. Plus, hassle-free in-home delivery. They will even remove all the packing materials and take them away.
Away with you, packing materials. Go!
See how Joybird is revolutionizing online furniture shopping. Create the furniture that brings you joy at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer, 25% off your first order by using the code TMOS. And we thank you. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
I'm sorry I had a bad day yesterday. That is a tough
thing. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's no fun. It's no fun because of my empathy for my wife, who was seriously, pugs are a one pet person, and I've never seen anybody treat an animal the way she treated this animal. Never seen anything like it, and so that's what sucked. And she is tough, but boy, it's just sad when somebody's that close to a pet. And Beluga represents our life together. We've been together about 15 years, and Beluga was right at the very beginning. We came out of Atlantic City busted, didn't have the cash to even buy the dog, but we wanted the dog. It's a great story.
I thought you were dating Beluga and Beluga was friends with Carla, and that's how you met Carla.
That's exactly what happened.
That
represents a big part of our life. And then on my end of things, when you kind of look at that, you get wiggier the closer your time comes to that that ultimate moment we all face. You kind of look at it a little bit differently. So it's weird. Weird is the word that was used, bandied about rather liberally yesterday. Mm. And then my sister came into town last night. You know, life happens. And so, you know, things go on. People have been scheduled to come in.
Right.
And then it was off to our favorite restaurant, to Mainline Margaritas. With the Iguana Mia.
Low residue margaritas.
And I woke up, which is amazing. The salt content of these margaritas, there's no hangover in me today. But what there is I believe my body size tripled overnight due to the salt content. I wake up in the morning and I sit on the end of the bed and I just go.
Something's different.
No, and by the way, and if you are on a low residue diet and you're looking for something that's going to not really interfere, you know, I recommend highly the chicken enchilada. Ooh. There you go.
Meanwhile,
there
Mike woke up and four handlers walked him in front of Macy's.
Yeah, it was something else. And by the way, people are down here now. 1 hour waiting list to get into our favorite.
Even show. With your sort of, you know, cachet at the place, you're a regular there.
Well, no, the manager came over, Deidre, who wanted to tell a story about apparently a guy was in that night. And, you know, she said something that was so nice to us after she told a story about a horrible customer. And it was so balls to the wall busy. And she said, I tell you guys that because you're probably some of the best customers I've ever had.
That's nice to hear.
And then she said that in front of my sister. And that made me feel really, really nice. But she said, this guy comes in. I said, and I immediately say, senior citizen? Because, you know, that's been my anthem, behavior of old people. And you immediately assume it's going to be no, this is a guy that came in with his parents and accosted her like not once, not twice. three times because this was the crime. He wanted a booth and they couldn't give him a booth because people request the booths at this restaurant. Mm-hmm. And he went over the top, like loud yelling and stuff like that. I will never, saying out loud to her, I will never come to this restaurant again. And I said, you know, and I held up the margarita. I said, I tell you something, give him half of one of these. He's not going to bitch about anything. He won't bitch about anything. But yes, my sister has come and gone. She came in for a
already
brief
gone?
Time, and now she's heading down further south. She's going to Todd Moreland down in the Keys.
Oh, the Keys!
Oh, how nice!
That's where she's going. So you know, and we might pop down for the weekend.
So the second leg of her trip was via automobile.
No, she's going on the ferry boat.
Hi.
She's going. She's
down
going
on time.
On the, 2.5 hours from Fort Myers to Key West.
Well, that's
damn.
Not bad.
Oh, that is quick. That cuts like 4 hours off, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about three hours off. It's about a 5 hour, five
Huge.
And a half hour drive. The thing about Key West, though, if you're on, we were on. We've only taken the boat once, and Carla's a little against the boat because the boat blew an engine 20 minutes outside of the harbor, which doubled the time. So it went from a 2.5 hour. Boat ride to like a 6 hour boat ride. And that kind of you know, kills it. But nice to see her. It was good to have family around last night. It was nice to have that. And now the you know, it's a different household and life goes on.
How are you when it comes to grief, Mike, to put that upon anyone? You pick up your sister at the airport, you're a little bummed out.
You had a day.
Do you dump that on them or do you try to keep it to yourself?
No, you know, because it's a private thing. That you know, you don't want to burden somebody who's traveling. She was coming up the jetway and, you know, halfway down, she's about 30 feet away. And I went, we put down Beluga. I exaggerate.
Speaking of that,
we're sharers.
I'm glad that you seem to be handling it okay. And that the household is okay. But I'm curious, how is Frankie handling it?
Oh, great question.
Dogs are aware. My next door neighbor, who I also shared with, because I'm a sharer. I like to share. And so, you know, I like clockwork. I walk Frankie for Carla yesterday. She normally takes the dogs out. And the next door neighbor, sweet, sweet lady named Joanne, comes out and says, where's our other little friend today? And I told her. And she actually filled up. She because he's, you know, you're in a neighborhood. And the only connection most people have in this neighborhood are their dogs. And she said, let him smell, let Frankie smell the collar, and he'll know that he's gone. And God, if she wasn't right, I mean, he kind of just said otherwise he might be looking around. He did hang out by the door for a little bit of last evening. But, you know, it's just, you know, it's a dog. It's a dog, and it's he lived a wonderful life. So you have to.
Dogs are family members.
Yeah, it doesn't make it any easier. Members. It truly doesn't make it any easier.
Yeah, and it was great. But I do love greeting people at the airport and then going off to our favorite joint, Equanimity.
Well, you love your airport because your airport is perfectly sized for your environment.
I like meeting people at the airport. I don't like going to airports and traveling.
I was
going to
say, you wouldn't like picking someone up at Dulles. Dulles is a disaster.
It's like half your day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you like your airport.
Oh, but by the way, but the TSA people that I observed yesterday, I've never seen them look happier.
They were sad because you told them about Beluga.
I mentioned to all the strangers. Can I tell you what we did today?
We're going to have to take your black armband.
I need to double park. We put down Beluga today.
But other than that, you know, life goes on, and you try to make the best out of it, and everything is hunky dory.
Like I remember putting down Biscayne, my black lab.
Mm-hmm.
Famous drive-through McDonald's, full meal for him and Alito pizza in the back on the way to the vet.
Now, were you trying to kill him before you got to the vet?
No, I just figure one last hurrah for the guy.
I see.
Carla gave the little guy his McDonald's food to McDonald's. Isn't
really?
They like McDonald's. Yeah. The animals love
it. It was a fast food Fandango. And
Linus goes nuts for cheese.
Cheese?
Yeah. I guess his last meal will
Dogs
be cheese.
Dogs love cheese.
Dogs love cheese.
I was on a commercial
cheese.
One time.
That's
right. They really did.
I remember wailing to myself in the car because it was just sad, right? Because it's your dog. And then a call comes through. At that point, I think I still had a T-Mobile Sidekick. This is 10 years ago.
Right.
And it's Foxworth, Dominic Foxworth. He had just signed his deal with the Baltimore Ravens.
Right.
And he was in town. He had a rental car. He's like, hey, are we still meeting up this afternoon? Like, by the way, when you have this going on, you forget about everything else.
Sure.
Like, it is.
Yeah, it does permeate your entire world for a while, and it's tough. It really
and I didn't miss a beat because I was like, man, what do I do here? Like, I just got done crying my eyes out. And I said, absolutely. We going to the Palm?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what do you do?
Might as well.
I mean, you want a distraction, right?
Yes,
it's a great distraction.
Take me everywhere and anywhere, please.
Yeah. Going out to a restaurant and getting a margarita under our belts was one of the best things we could have done. I'm sorry. It helps you grieve. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic. The chicken enchilada was fabulous. I didn't care that there was a 1 hour wait. It was but I'll tell you, old people don't like waiting.
No.
At all.
No.
At all. Where did I have the old lady standing in back of me? I'm trying to think where it was, where she was just there. I think it was checking out at a Walmart. Mm. And she came up behind me, and you know when it's maybe a matter of inches between what is a good personal space and what is not a good personal space. And I've been trying to talk about this for weeks. It's the bad behavior of old people. And the old people think when you get to a certain age, there's a certain segment of old people that life cannot be good enough. You know, you can be down here and beautiful, you're grumpy. Mm. And I could easily fall into that category, but through the magic of medication, I'm really, really improving on
it.
You're
also funny. You're funny. Yes. You're funny. Yeah. Grumpy.
But there's a guy that comes back. I have this joint where I go to get my, there's nothing better than going to a golf store when you're down here if you're not playing golf. Because for people that love this hobby, it's just the best. And I say this all the time on the show because I don't want to piss people off. I know how blessed I am. I know how blessed I am. I'm able to pursue something I love. I realized that more than anything in my life outside of my family and my work, I love it as much as anything. It's a great hobby. It's a hobby that just encompasses my life. I bitch about it when I'm having trouble. I get mad out there and I do it, but I still love it. I can't, I'm chomping to do it all the time. And this place is an old sporting goods store that reminds me of my hometown. And for anybody that's old enough to remember this, sporting goods stores used to be smaller and they used to be stacked with stuff. Because you needed sizes for everybody. You needed the right amount of cleats. You needed this golf store is a throwback to that. It's they're space challenged, so everything is stacked
vertical.
And I friggin' love it. It's fantastic. In the modern world of golf now, you get analyzed with your swing. Mm-hmm. They put you on a simulator, and there's like you hit off like AstroTurf into this mat, and then they have a little computer that looks at it and they can measure everything. And some of these places. Like what's the place with all the bays, the one Topgolf.
Topgolf. Yeah. Yes. We have one in Loudoun County.
There are certain places that have 50 of them and there are other places that like big golf stores that have like five different bays. And this place has two, right? So you're in there and I go back cuz I want to get analyzed to see if I've got the right stick for my game.
Mm.
And I go back there and both bays are filled and then there are two people waiting to get in. And it's obvious that it's a very busy day.
Right.
And everybody's down here. And so I go back and I'm just farting around and I'm looking and I'm standing there. This old man, this old, tall, loud man
needy,
comes walking
needy
down.
Needy man.
And like, I've turned the microphone up because he says,
"Hi." Are you two waiting?
with this accusatory tone, are you two waiting? I mean, it's just like, hi.
No, you're just standing in front of I'm not waiting. Yeah. No.
Just standing in the back by the closet of this old sporting goods store because we want to look at the paneling, you incredible entitled douche. So he looks over and I said, these two are filled. He's waiting in line, and then I'm after him. And he goes, Jesus. And he turns around and he walks away. You know? And now, at that point, you could look back.
Yeah.
But it made me realize that's not an isolated circumstance down here when people are very vocal about, and I guess it's because they haven't really been responsible for maybe it's not being in the workforce where you have to have a certain decorum.
Yes.
With that. And it's just I wanted to, for some reason, when he walked away, I wanted to shout after him and use the Billy Crystal line out of Princess Bride. Good luck storming the castle. but I didn't say that.
I had a situation similar to that around Christmas time last year.
Young people can do it too.
Yeah.
It's not confined to old people, no. But down here we got a lot of old people.
But it was around Christmas time last year. Not the most recent Christmas, but the one before.
Yes.
And I had to go to the bank. It was something show related, had to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a Thursday afternoon. Close to closing, not really dead on, but I got in there and there was a line of maybe 10 people at the bank.
Yes.
You know, bank moves at bank speeds.
Right.
And a middle-aged, leaning older guy gets in line behind me, about two guys behind me. And first he starts
Hold
with...
Hold on, Oscar. Carlos calling.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, please.
Hello? No, we're on the air right now. We're taping at 8 o'clock. Remember, I told you that, but you can tell me
she
right now. I'm on the
text,
phone with you.
No.
I stopped the show. I
gave calling everybody
about being on his phone today, and now you're calling me. So there I am. Put the big H on my forehead for hypocrite. But anyway, so what's going on?
Helper. That's probably better.
Oh, baby.
Helper. Skelper.
Worst Beatles song. That's Helter Skelter.
Too many
That's
tracks.
Good Beatles song.
Too many tracks.
Helper Skelper. Oscar Santana is the helper skelper.
Right. Tony actually never has to put down a pet because he just kills him.
It's easier that way. It's cheaper,
good.
Too.
Good. I'm glad you feel that way.
Here's a little pillow.
He tried to
Daddy
save
the loves you.
He tried to save the last one, but the mouth-to-mouth was hard.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
So tiny of a target.
Put the whole head in my mouth.
Oh, okay, see.
Swallow it up like a chicken nugget.
Okay, you ruined
it.
Little right, baby bye. Chest yeah. compressions.
A little.
Oh, man.
Everything okay?
I love my wife.
I'm sorry. Hello?
My wife is super sweet. That was she needed that time. She just needed that time to say she was secure in the decision she made.
Okay.
And she wanted to thank me for the help I gave her. I wanted to see, folks, for those of you that may not know, I am human, and I do have human qualities, and I was
I have said, human were, qualities.
I have human qualities. I was there for
I
I'm
can
sorry.
Walk on my feet.
You were there for your daughter.
Yes. Oscar, do you have to be on your phone constantly?
The H stands for hypocrite. But
thank you.
So there was a middle-aged to oldish guy, a couple people behind me. He starts with and then, and then he gets his phone out and he makes a call and loud enough for everyone to hear.
Oh, so he can share he's upset.
Hey, yeah, listen, I might be a little bit late. I'm at the bank and the line is moving so slow. And when he hangs up from this call,
I hate that too.
I turn around, I say, hey, pal, listen, your time must be so valuable. Mm. Would you like to switch places with me so you can get to the window three people sooner?
You say that?
Yeah. And he said, yeah. And a whole bunch of people turned and looked at me and smiled. And there was stifled laughter at the guy.
For you.
Yeah.
You out passive aggressive.
Yeah.
There's something called online banking.
Listen, the line is moving so slow.
Oh, by the way, how about 80% of people at an ATM? Like if you're in a sporting event where everybody, you know, somebody who probably functions at a very high level at their job and they get to the ATM and they go, duh.
Four digits.
Duh.
I know it was my last address.
I think is it Bosco? I don't remember.
I don't know either. Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, everybody sucks. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back and have... I have no idea. I have no show,
speaking
really
of senior citizens, we have a call to make.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. We're making a special call to a special senior when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show. While you enjoy the song stylings of a little old-fashioned rock and roll.
There she stood in the street.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. Another week of the government shutdown has finally got our government leaders' attention. Will they finally fix it? Plus, the State of the Union shutdown gives Nancy Pelosi a win, and surprisingly, Mike doesn't like it. And Mike schools me on the Covington kids. Tune in. You won't regret it. Probably.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
I
Little peek behind the curtain. We tape usually our bonus shows on either Wednesday or Friday, and we tape Political Persuasions on Thursday. I am giving some, and I mean this, serious thought to taping Political Persuasions on Friday. Because crap happens.
Doesn't it
every
seem like they almost
Friday?
They schedule it almost.
Roger Stone arrested at 6 o'clock this morning by the FBI. It happens on Friday.
Oliver's
it
brother.
It happens on Friday. Yeah. No, the guy that wears the fancy suits. They really did the whole number on him. Where the
what
know, the
they
guys
are
on the lawn.
For?
Jaywalking.
Oh, poor guy.
Being gorgeous. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Cornerstone.
Right? Face it. Figuring out how to buy a house is complicated. Hi, this is Gene Simmons.
Hey, Gene.
And it's very scary. Do you understand how refinancing works? I don't. But we don't need to, because the folks at Cornerstone First Financial know all about that stuff. Even better, they're friends of the Mike O'Mara Show.
That is better.
So when they find out that you love TMOS like I do, they're going to treat you like old friends. You don't have to worry about the purchase or the refi, because Cornerstone First Financial has got you covered. We'll get you the lowest rates guaranteed. At this moment, mortgage rates are low and home values are up, so the time to act is right now. Call Cornerstone First Financial to check your credit and get pre-qualified. Let them take care of you through the entire process. You can refinance now and skip your March payment. They're licensed in Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on the website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 866-625-1221.
Gene, do you live in Florida?
Yes, I do. And California. And I have secret bank accounts all through the Cayman.
Of course you do.
Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing.
Thank you, Gene.
Thank
Good
you.
Guy.
Let's make a phone call right now. We're going to let it ring and stuff
yes.
like that? Is that
calling the request line. It's a dive bomb. Ding. Yeah.
Calling Iowa.
Iowa.
Iowa, where there's a wonderful morning show host and radio station owner that's had us on forever.
He's 70 tomorrow.
70 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
When we stand up against that kind of stuff, from my point of view anyway, this is not about standing up for Democrats. It's standing up for everybody in this country.
Serious discussion.
Well, he might be carrying live news, maybe.
This democracy has a
I'm not sure what's going on.
It needs to function.
Senator, very quickly, we're out of time, but you seem to have found a passion. Pundits have.
Oh, you know what's happened? Grandpa left the TV on again.
With this, I'm just wondering.
Can you text Grandpa and see if he's actually in studio?
Yes, I will.
Is this like on hold, what we're listening to?
Well, I don't know. I said last night.
They play the television sometimes.
Sometimes they go to TV, yeah.
I'm thinking about it. I think we need a huge change.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes, I mean, this might be breaking news.
I love Captain Steve.
He is accelerating a lot of problems, but he is a symptom of
what the hell are they playing?
This must be big news. What are we missing is the question.
Well, no, the big news today was that Roger Stone was arrested. The Trump campaign confidant and a guy that has been very vocal, and he's a big personality. He's
but was it like a white collar crime, or did it have anything to do with the campaign?
It's a crime related to the big stuff everybody's investing. He was indicted by the Mueller team. Another one bites the dust.
Da-da-da.
Yeah, it's
And why doesn't ESPN report this?
Rob, do you think we should try him back perhaps when he doesn't have the television on?
I think maybe. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
Are we on the air?
Hello. Yes.
Are we at, what the hell are you playing? Is that the television you're playing through your air?
Yeah, CNN, they earlier arrested Roger Stone.
I know they arrested Roger Stone. They did it at 6 o'clock this morning. It's like 3 hours later. What's going on?
Well, you have got 90 minutes to fill. I've got a god-awful 5.5 hours to fill.
I understand, Steve.
It goes on, and it's been 54 freaking years. 5 hours a day for 54 years. Yeah. What do you want from me, Mike?
Thank you. That's why we called. And this is for tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday early. Happy early birthday, dear Steve. Happy birthday to you. You got a big one tomorrow, pal.
It is 70, and I was just Googling it. I've got an average of 6.5 years left. So you're
going to
be on the station at least another 6.5 years.
All right. Yeah.
A contract extension. Yes.
After that, all bets are off.
Oh, you know what? I will tell you something. One of the joys of my career will be the relationship I've had with you and the mighty 1630 KCJJ, the only radio station owner, manager, program director with the smarts to keep this show alive
and the
in the world of
yes.
the radio. Yes, absolutely. How are you, Captain Steve?
Doing okay. You know, if you would only do 5.5 hours, you'd be on the mornings here, and I'd be retired. And
I know. You wanted me to do the morning show there and take over for you, and you could just...
Yes.
If you let me tell you something. If I was to take the morning show at your station in Iowa, what the hell would you do with your day? Would you...
Yeah.
I think this is who you are. This is your vacation. You love this.
Andy Griffith is on TV Land right now, and then at 8 o'clock it's Perry Mason and Matlock. At 9 o'clock we've got Heat of the Night. At 10 o'clock,
yeah. But Steve, you just can put that on your radio station and watch it while you're at work. That's what you were doing with CNN.
Well, that's what I do.
Yes. Is Jim Hunter there?
No, Tommy Lang. Get in the studio.
Tommy! Oh, wow.
Tommy Lang. He's in the other.
Oh, my goodness. School. I haven't talked to Tommy Lang in years, you know, since he got his new liver.
That's right.
Jim took the morning off so that he could work for me tomorrow on my birthday. And Tommy Lang is here with both his new and old liver.
I was very busy in the newsroom getting, you know, news written and stuff. A really good dog bite story.
Tommy, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We're doing fantastic. You know, we follow you on social media. And, you know, what's the new show? A Few Hours with Lang? What's the one that you have? What's it called?
Lang, and it's actually been on for a few years.
That's wonderful. Rob, say hi to your friend Tommy.
Tommy, good to hear you. How you been?
I've been good. How you been, Rob?
Good. I like to hear you and Steve and both livers in there. It's like a morning zoo.
It's very exciting. It's very, very exciting.
Well, and then I've got a renewed prostate, so yeah. that's
Tommy, you've known Steve for a very long time, so what are your thoughts? What are your innermost thoughts on the anniversary of his 70th birthday? What do you have to share with us?
I wish him many, many more, because I don't want to work for anybody else.
Me, I feel the same way. I love the guy, and you know, hell, I work for free. So I mean, it's fantastic. You know, I mean, it's just it's great. Steve, you're taking one day off. Are you doing anything other special for your birthday? Your 70th?
The kids are coming in for lunch at noon, and then it's live PD on A&E all day and night.
So exciting! So very, very exciting. And how is the new digs? Are you enjoying the new studios and all that?
Oh God, yeah. No, it's really nice to be in a building where they're not trying to throw you out of the building. So yes,
that's change of pace.
We're enjoying it. Yeah,
so very, very exciting.
When are you coming back? We need
to
come back.
Iowa. I know. Yeah. I know. You know what?
Let's go in the winter. Let's go in the winter so we can enjoy the snow.
Do you know it's minus 29, the wind chill this morning?
Oh, brutal.
Oh, I'll be up tomorrow. No, it's crazy. I want it. One of the most fun times, we always talk about our trip to Iowa. And in fact, we were talking about it yesterday when Rob was mentioning the name of the guy that was our designated driver. Bill Windauer.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Mike,
I'm
job.
The 60-year-old. You're the 70-year-old, and I got it. Bill Windauer was driving us back, and they were talking about, you know, yeah, there's some drinking that goes on, but usually people mind their P's and Q's. And at that moment, Steve, we drove around the corner, and a Ford Explorer had gone through a plate glass window of a storefront where somebody had been enjoying fantastic Hawkeye football. It was great. So how are the Hawks doing as far as the basketball season so far?
They're doing way better than they did. They lost last night to Michigan State, but Michigan State's got a hell of a team. But they're
16-4.
Yeah, 16-4, and they're is that right?
They're ranked.
Yeah,
I've got it here somewhere.
How are the Lady Hawks volleyball team?
Hey, the better than they've been, actually.
Yeah, Yeah, they've actually come up some nice. some rugs. We've got. Actually,
are they ranked?
We've got a Sports Observer here from one of the. Yes, from there you go.
Fart.
He was doing shtick for you.
Oh, I understand that. At 70,
yeah, it might not have been shtick.
I understand.
For the transplant. Yeah, that's the medications for the transplant. I can't help myself. They keep.
Thank you. Tommy, get well soon. Steve, we got to run, but we wanted to say happy 70th birthday. Tommy Lang, call us anytime. Don't be a stranger. And we love you guys, and thanks for the wonderful association. And 70 more. We hope you live to 140.
Well, I'm not going to be working, Steve.
Still be working.
Yeah. No, thank you, guys, and thanks for every day and being with the station.
Thank you very much. Steve Bridges, everybody.
Thank you,
from
Steve.
From KCJJ. Hey, Steve. All right, hang up on him. Thank you very much. That's wonderful.
That was funny. He didn't even mention that you saw him at the golf place.
Yeah. You found out what he'd do. Yeah. If he wasn't working, he would be watching television. So might as well keep him on. We'll take a break and come back with a little Rob's World right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie.
Hey there, this is Katie from the Cake and Cookies Show. You may not remember me because it's been a while, but we have a new show for you. Better yet, we have a new format. It's no format. Trust me, it's great. I even investigate Rob's drive-in conception.
I'm thinking love story, but I've not yet ruled out Tora, Tora, Tora.
Download this episode as soon as you can.
Even sooner.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
They're so cute.
Adorable.
They're so, so adorable. Sweet. And the driving conception is Rob's, you know, when Rob was conceived.
Yes.
That's what that show's about. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Did you make any New Year's resolutions like saving money or taking better care of yourself? The solution for both?
Harry's.
Financially, regular shavers save about $100 a year just by switching to Harry's. I can't tell you how much I love the product. I don't know if I could go any further than I've already gone. I am not kidding you, every day. I use their shave cream. I use the Harry's razors. I use the Harry's body wash. I use the Harry's face wash. I love their products. They are phenomenal. For a better you, in 2019, Harry's products have won tons of honors, including a 2018 Esquire Grooming Award. They'll keep you looking and feeling great. And I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they pick out the products that
they
give
best.
You. We've told you about the razors, but the products they use for male grooming and for female grooming, it's awesome. Harry's gives me the best shave of my life, and they want you to start the new year off right, so they created a special trial offer. Claim yours by going to harrys.com/TMOS. You get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and travel blade cover. Our listeners can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. What are you waiting for? Make sure to go to harrys.com/TMOS to redeem your offer and let them know that we sent you to help support TMOS. I put on the show prep today Rob's World because Oscar and I haven't really gotten a chance to take your temperature and find
98.5.
Last we left him was on the floor of the second floor bathroom in the building.
Yeah, but as you see, I'm here today. Never better.
So what's new? What's new? Everything all right?
Everything is good. It's sort of a weird space to be in right now because we mentioned briefly when we came back from vacation that my father lost his brother over the holidays. And one of the weird things about when Pete was in declining health, he was very specific about the arrangements he wanted after he passed, because the writing was on the wall. They knew what was going to happen. But while he was still with it, he said, I don't want a feeding tube. I don't want to be, a DNR. He wanted a DNR. He said, just let me go. And then I don't want a funeral. I want a party. And so luckily, that has turned this, what could be a really tragic passing, into something that we've really kind of had fun with as we're getting ready for this. And I had the greatest afternoon last weekend. There is a legendary, Rubbermaid box that has all of my grandmother's pictures in it. No one ever wants to go into it because of the mold and the dust. It's like an instant sinus headache. But my mom and dad actually got together. It's always fun when my parents get together. And Lynn, who is Pete's wife, Pete's kids, my dad's wife came, and we went through every single picture. I would guess maybe 3,000, 4,000 photos. And they go back to pre-1900. These are all the family photos, and we're starting to scan them and digitize them. And it has to be rough on my dad. Because this is his twin brother that passed.
Amazing. Yeah.
And it was just the fact that it had happened gradually and we all knew what was going to happen. It didn't make it any easier when Pete passed. But we had so much fun looking at the pictures because there were so many different segments of the life that were able to exist. The twins as a kid, when they were kids, I said to my dad at one point, I said, did you ever get your picture taken without Pete? No matter what. It's always
twins
the twins.
Probably never wow. do, right?
Always the twins. The formal pictures, the pictures of them, you know, around the house. And
isn't it the old wives' tale that if you take a picture of a twin without the twin, the other twin will turn to dust?
I think that's true.
Like if you're out there, you know, the old wives' tale was you take a picture of a twin and the other twin's not in the picture, you hear, and you see just like this dust where the other twin
steal their
was.
Soul. Right, and exactly. So many great things. The horrible medieval torture devices that they had in the 1950s for children. There was something called the baby tenda, which is essentially a table with a hole cut out it, and you just put the child in the table and then surround them with toys. And I said,
I remember that. I remember that. I might have had that. My mom might have put me in that.
I said, that's
like a coffee table with a hole in it.
Exactly. I said, that's the worst thing I've ever seen. He says, wait. And he shows me another picture. For their birthday, the twins, of course, together in their matching baby tendas, they had covered them with wrapping paper to make them like festive baby tendas.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's fun.
So we covered their childhood and so many funny stories about Pete. And that's really me and my dad's main purpose at the party we're going to have is we're going
to
have
to bring the family photos.
No, Julia will do the slideshow after we figure out the pictures. But my dad and I are putting together our favorite Pete stories. And Pete was so smart and so funny. So anytime he did anything wrong or borderline wrong, it was so out of character, it made it funnier. And so we're putting, and that's my dad and I've been emailing and talking about stories about Pete. Got to go through pictures of my folks when they were very young, just married, because, you know, they married at 19 and 20. And so they're a little more forthcoming with the details now, the fact that they had to get married because of me. And so that was a fun era to look at. Then pictures of my dad and Pete when they built their beach house, when, you know, they both built their beach houses together at the same time. And it was really healthy and I think cathartic to go through this together. I imagine going through these pictures by yourself would be really not just sad,
difficult.
But difficult.
That'd
and
be hard to
the
do.
Fact that we were all together and making it happen, it was great. One thing that was so funny is there are pictures of, like, I pull out and there's like 10 kids and two old ladies standing in a road, black and white pictures. Judging from the cars, it's like maybe 1958. And I say, this is a great picture. And I show it to my dad. I say, who are those people? And he puts on his glasses and he looks. He says, oh, I have no idea who these people are. So it was very, very, it's weird to see as you've said it before, Mike, when the last of a generation goes, you know, you're on deck. And as they disappear, a lot of these memories are disappearing too. So it was a very valuable afternoon to spend with them.
You keep them up here. You keep them up here.
You
got
to.
That's what happens.
You got to. So it was nice and very cool that my mom and dad, who, you know, they never were acrimonious in the divorce. They were always high road about it.
Mine have been like that, too.
I know. Well, they took a lesson from you, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's very nice because the weird sort of construct of it is Pete married my mom's best friend. So twins married best friends. Mm. And so when my folks split, it was a little bit weird because everybody still stayed in touch. They'd have to divide up the friends, as it happens in many divorces. And anytime I can get my folks together again, it's very special to me. And when we can sort of meet over the fact that we're remembering Pete. It was a great afternoon, and we really look forward to the celebration. We hope to give him a classy, wonderful send-off. So that's what's been on my mind lately.
Then one last thing. Does your wife still hate us?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
She still hate you?
Yes. Yes.
She does. Yeah. So nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed. No. Uh-uh.
Really?
No. All right. But I think she's coming to the funeral, so that's nice. Or the celebration.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Does she really hate you, or does she just hate us?
I think right now she hates everything and everybody.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But she's coming to the funeral?
I believe so.
Was she there for the picture thing?
No. She was there for the last part, but she stopped by.
Right. Mm. Nothing I can do about that?
Or no. No.
Make her hate us less?
No. I think, you know what? I think we're good. I think everything, it's maybe we're in a healing period.
A time of healing, Mike.
Oh, you mean you're good with her?
No, maybe even everybody. Who knows? Maybe 2019 is the year.
That doesn't make any sense.
What do you mean?
Because he's not being honest.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean,
but that's okay.
Who's healing?
His dishonesty on it.
Who's healing?
You know.
No, the relationship is healing.
Well, your relationship?
Her relationship with everybody, the show, me, life in general.
Well, wait a minute. Well, hold on. Hold on. I'll hold off on the break here.
All right.
I mean, last we checked, I mean, I had reached out and she'd given me a big middle finger, which has never been rescinded. And so I wrote I poured my heart out and said, sorry about that. And then it was nothing, crickets. And I've never heard anything about it. Now you're saying that things are changing for the better?
I won't say they're changing for the better. I say they could change. Who knows? I'm holding out hope that maybe something could happen.
He's hopeful.
I'm hopeful.
Tell her the best way for that to start is for her to, you know, reach out to Oscar Santana and Mike O'Mara.
Okay.
And just say, hey, I heard what you said. I appreciate that. And I'm sorry that I unfriended you and your wife on Mike on Facebook.
Okay. I will.
So
great. Good talk.
I've said it before, Mike. I don't like it, but you know what? Hopefully we can work it out. That's really what I'm saying. I would love for her to do it. I really, really would.
What work out? I always get confused whether you're talking about
he wants everything to get better. He wants his marriage to get better, and he wants the relationship with the show to get better. But I think the marriage would probably come first before the show relationship gets better.
Really? Really?
I'm saying
I'm kidding,
of course. People hear that just hear the audio and won't see the expression on my face and will think that I'm being serious and then accuse me of being a monster with all that.
Don't be a monster. Yeah. You're not a monster.
No.
I want.
How about this? Focus on your marriage.
Okay.
And then maybe that'll transcend into this.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. I think they're probably pretty much related.
Well, it's a large part of your life. So
yeah,
that's constant. That's true. All right. Do you have anything else, Oscar?
No, I wanted to help Rob clarify that his hopes should be, there's a tier to this. And
can I ask you a question, Oscar? Do you have any suspicions like I do, like perhaps things are better than he portrays they are and that you don't?
No, I don't. I harbor
probably much more than you do then a suspicion that things are much better than he portrays between them, but not the way she looks at us.
I look at it this way, Mike. Your only view into Rob's world is the time we have on the show and the time you spend on the phone.
Yeah, because I'm not there behind the scenes, so I don't see it.
And if for anybody out there that's on Instagram and you follow Instagram models, they don't look hot all the time. And they're not always eating, what I would say, wheat toast. They're not. Right. They're not always doing that. So we get this we have a veneer of these Instagram models that are just, they're always perfect.
Rob and I talk every day before the show, but we don't talk about personal stuff.
If Rob was an Instagram model, I get to see him without the sexy underwear on. I get to see him when he's just bumming around. And that's a true person, right? If I take that as a middle ground, this man is unhappy in his marriage and his wife hates him.
That might be overstating it a bit. I would say there's a cordialness to it, but
what would be the overstatement?
That I'm not miserable. I'm not thinking of ending it all. Not yet.
No, I mean, I think you're happy in your work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the work I love.
Yes,
I love
but
the work.
You're happy with
your dad. You have a good time when you go down and hang
Absolutely.
Out with your dad.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like,
you love your kids.
Love my children. Yes.
I mean, there are a lot of things that, and I think you're a stable enough individual where you know you got a lot going for you and you're happy with that.
He's not sad.
No.
Yeah. So,
So to answer your question,
Oh, you're saying that you see you see all the wrinkles that I only connect with him video.
I get to see the wrinkles because I see him sometimes for 8 hours a day,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the ups and downs of him getting off the phone,
right?
Or between sessions when we're like, oh, and they're not all bad. There are happy moments as well, but most of them don't come from home.
Yeah. All right. So
I get a different viewpoint of his life.
Okay.
Like, for me, you probably think I don't care about anything and a monster half the time. Mostly true. But there are times where I can be happy and positive.
Well, me too. Yeah. Me too, even on a sad day, mm-hmm. like yesterday was. Yeah. But I just want to... Rob, you know what? I think if I reached out to you and said, feel free to call me and ask for what's going on. I offer it to you, but I don't think you'd be comfortable doing it. But if you would, if you ever wanted to,
I know that you would.
I've kind of lived a lot of life, and that might be helpful.
I know
that.
You would talk to me anytime, but also I know that you probably wouldn't relish it either. If it ever got to a point where if it was ever,
here's what I need your advice. You know, I think you've done it before, and I think I would do it. I would welcome it. Asker's right. I don't see everything's going on, and that's my own me. When it comes to glass half full and half empty on the paranoid scale, mm-hmm. mine's always half empty. I always think that, oh, what's really going on? Like our business meeting yesterday, yes. You would portray that as probably pretty good, right? Pretty positive.
I thought for every problem or question or hypothetical, we had an honest answer. It was a great meeting.
Then the question I would have, how would you characterize my feeling about the meeting? Leaving the meeting, what did you think? How did you, because we always think, how did that go with the other guy?
Yes.
How did you think I felt about it?
I thought that you, if I'm being completely transparent.
Please do.
I thought you were, this is going to come back and bite me in the ass. Damn it. I thought from word go, from the beginning of the meeting, you were looking for a fight. You were looking for a fight. Like you were having a tough day as it was.
Yes, I was.
So to have a business meeting in the middle of that tough day was probably not the right time to have it.
Right.
So, and at every point,
that's not going to bite you in the ass. That's not an unfair point
where I was giving you positive news, you were spinning it into a negative light.
Okay, that's good. I like to hear that. And in my twisted way, you hit the music. I feel better now. That's absolutely accurate.
Out of character.
You guys know that about me. I'm that way sometimes, at least I acknowledge it. I can't blame myself because I don't.
It was a good meeting overall.
Well, yeah, you said a few things that are actually that I remembered when I woke up today, mm-hmm. that are the positives that I just lingered on, which were really nice about longevity of the show and things like that were very, very positive. As far as you're concerned, I agree with him, and I need to be reinforced with that. And maybe I'll ask you once in a while off air.
That's fine.
Instead of doing it on air like we do. We'll take a break. And very quickly,
I know you're very busy, though.
I'm very busy. Those balls aren't going to hit themselves off the tape. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There are those that get it.
Jimmy!
There are others that don't.
Yes.
Those that get it revel in an extra hour of humor each week.
Yes. Yes,
and
sir,
are proud supporters of the TMOS Bonus Show. And a
great
assemblage
dialect.
Of comicality and farce spanning over 400 hours. If you don't get it, what the heck are you waiting for? Jeez. Excuse me. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click the banner, and buy a subscription. You too can enjoy an extra hour or the whole collection of mirth and whimsy right at your fingertips. And be glad that you're among the many that gets it. Thank ye.
Thank you very much, Jim Amato. You did not need to send me the dictionary definition of sycophant.
I know.
That was not necessary.
I will say this about him. He does take notes very well.
He does.
He does.
Absolutely. Welcome back to the show. Brought to you by one of the greatest products in the world, my Sleep Number bed.
Yes.
That's a fact. I love it. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed will let you kick off 2019 right with proven quality sleep. So many couples disagree on mattress firmness. Sleep Number beds let you choose your ideal firmness on each side, so it's just right for both of you. The new beds are so smart, they sense your every move and automatically adjust to you, keeping you sleeping comfortably throughout the night. Plus, Sleep Number has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. For 2018 award information, just visit jdpower.com. My Sleep Number setting on my Sleep Number bed, which is not a Sleep Number smart bed. I've had mine for a while. I think I might be getting a new one.
Hey!
Ooh, might be time. Might be getting a new one. Boy, would I love to do that.
Yeah.
Call them. My Sleep Number setting is a 90, Carla's is a 65, and we love it. Come in during the January savings event and save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Visit sleepnumber.com/TMOS to find the one near you and tell them Mike O'Mara sent you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it's time for... Excuse me. Oscar's take.
Oscar's take. Excuse me. What is that? What are you doing?
Copy stand.
Ah.
And now, a review and comment of the news is only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana do not represent the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking people of the United States. And now, Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Oscar, 10-year-old, a 10-year-old kid from Lexington, Kentucky named Ace Davis. This is a great
DJ
story.
Name. Mm.
Ace Davis created a science fair project that set out to prove that Tom Brady is a cheater. Obviously, it's an awesome concept, or at least it would be to anyone living outside of New England. At first glance, it looks just like a poster about the Deflategate controversy with memes and recaps of the NFL's investigation, plus some unflattering pictures of Brady, including one of him crying. Which is a nice little touch. Yeah. But Ace actually did some science in order to prove that underinflated balls give Brady a competitive advantage. He, his mom, and his sister threw footballs of varying inflation levels, and they found that the underinflated balls traveled the farthest. Ace won the science fair, and now he moves on to a district competition.
This is great.
In case you can't tell, Ace is not a Brady fan.
Right.
When he was asked how he came up with the idea, he said, "Because I hate Tom Brady. He's been accused of cheating before. I want him to be caught." What is your take on this?
My personal take is that it's genius. I wish I had Ace as a sibling when I was younger. Both my sister and brother excelled at science. Mm-hmm. They were both in the magnet program, and they would take what was their science projects with no help of my parents, maybe a little at night, if I'm being completely honest, and they would create caffeine scales of how caffeine affects the nervous system when they're in effing high school.
Yeah. Lame. Yeah, smart kids.
Lame.
Yeah, but you know, look where they are now.
Throwing footballs would have been cool. Maybe assimilate cool. A little bit. Get a little pop culture.
Yeah, they're smart people.
Jesus doctors, Christ, yeah. Ace. Adopt me.
You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Caffeine. I remember walking all these satchels of coffee into the science fair with my sister.
Let it go, man. Oscar, conversation hearts aren't going to be on sale this Valentine's Day, but Krispy Kreme is filling the void by selling conversation donuts.
Hey!
They are heart-shaped donuts with messages like, call me. Your favorite one, and be mine, written on them. What's your take on that, Oscar?
Oh, this is a marketing genius. Somebody saw what I would still say at this point, a fabricated story about this god-awful candy that's going out of style. Because the stories that I saw was that you could still buy the candies at a premium on websites that sell candy.
Like vintage candy,
though. Vintage candy. So they created a demand, Mike. This is the mauling of America.
Yeah,
when,
the urgency. Yep.
When people are just like, they tell you, oh, no more, so you want it. You didn't want them when you were a kid. You didn't want them when HBS was scratching off and putting dirty words on them.
That's funny.
With a red pen, which, by the way, I imagine that's not healthy. And you don't want them now. Again, just like Peeps, overrated, but donuts rule. Put
you
something on a
to
donut.
Oscar's take, ladies and
you
gentlemen.
You can win.
Oscar's take.
Oscar, our good friend Patton Oswalt made a man's day on Thursday after promoting a GoFundMe account to help with his medical bills, stemming from various health issues, including sepsis, a life-threatening bacterial infection. But what started the interaction, said the 49-year-old comedian, is the ailing man attacking him on Twitter. So Patton writes this, "Oh man, this dude just attacked me on Twitter, and I joked back, but then I looked at his timeline, and he's in a lot of trouble health-wise," Oswalt wrote, sharing a link to the GoFundMe. "I'd be pissed off, too. He's been dealt some SE cards. Let's deal them some good ones. Click and donate, like I'm about to. Based on the page donations, the man received just $600 of his $5,000 goal before Oswald donated $2,000.
Wow.
And called for his followers to do the same. Not 2,000, but to donate. A little more than an hour later, the user's goal had been met more than twice over. Patton, this is what the guy says, "You have humbled me to the point where I can barely compose my words. You have caused me to take pause and reflect how harmful words from my mouth could result in such an outpouring," the man replied. "Thank you for this." And that's our guy, Patton Oswalt. Pretty cool. What's your take on
that? Classy guy. You pay me $10K, I'll change my tune any day. be careful, Patton. I donate to causes. We don't talk about them here on the air. We do our best to help any way we can, especially when it comes to our community with the TMOS family. I will say that the slippery slope comes when people do finally realize you're doing this. This past September, I got a cryptic message that said, "Hey, I know that this is kind of unorthodox, but I'm saving up to buy presents for my daughter." And it said, "Can you please send like $50 or whatever?" And I saw that it was somebody that I had interacted with years ago, mm-hmm. A listener of one of the programs I happened to be fortunate enough to work on. So that tugs at my heartstrings.
Yeah.
And as I was about to send over dollars, I realized this guy has no GoFundMe, nothing set up. I hit pause and I said, "Hey, man, I feel a lot more comfortable instead of just Venmoing you hard cash for whatever it's going to be used for, if you put up some sort of formal GoFundMe,
right,
and I'll send it right over, because that way at least there's somebody in the middle that's tracking these dollars."
Yeah, and happened?
The gentleman said, "Oh, you're absolutely right. This does look a little shady that you just want the dollars." He never set it up.
Of course not.
Okay.
Walked beware. Out the door.
Be
backwards.
Careful, people.
Yeah.
Beware. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
And finally, a woman at a Waffle House in Pensacola, Florida. That's in the panhandle.
It's up in the panhandle? Okay. Yeah, I can almost picture it.
She was arrested after a Waffle House employee stated in the report that when he came to work on Monday, Freedom Rider Zobrist was trespassing on the property.
Oh, dear.
And due to her behavior, she was asked to leave. When she leaves, she goes out into the street. According to the report, she left her belongings behind. She threatened him with shooting him in the face, said she was going to go get a gun.
Hmm.
And after she left, she went into the street in the middle of the parking lot, not the street, pulled her pants down, exposing her sexual organs, and started dancing around the parking lot, according to the report. She was arrested later in Pensacola, Florida. Your take on it, Oscar. That's our last one for the
day. This is on par with a video that just broke yesterday where an Uber driver was attacked by a cyclist in New York City. The Uber driver took his lockout mic and hit the driver with the bike lock, smashed out the front and back windshield, and then got on top of the actual vehicle in the middle of Manhattan traffic and screamed like a superhero and was flexing and doing, and it was all caught on video.
Right.
If I had a choice to watch this woman in Florida do that or the gentleman on top of the vehicle, I would take Florida 10 out of 10 times.
Come on now.
Because at least you got the sunshine and you've got the acreage. The acreage
absolutely.
To run. If you're
freedom,
acreage
freedom riders
to run.
Over it.
Yes, exactly. Yes. In Manhattan,
FRZ.
You are stuck in that car because you're just going a couple blocks up.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, and they can dig and do whatever they want. That's Oscar's take.
Oscar's
we will take a,
for the win.
A break. Come back with a very brief word. Way late with Audio Vault coming up with Rob Spiewak right here.
A few words about the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Not only is it the last of the great local radio stations, it's also the terrestrial flagship station of the Mike O'Mara Show. And has
yes,
been
it is. That's it. We're running out of time. And happy birthday, Steve Bridges, 70th birthday. This segment brought to you by the TMOS Shopping Center. I know it's still January, but February is right around the corner. And you know what that means.
Groundhog Day!
Groundhog Day!
This year, Groundhog Day falls on Saturday, so you know it's going to be a party. You're going to need to stock up on top hats, overcoats, Sonny and Cher albums, groundhog chow, and condoms.
What?
Luckily, we got you covered. Just clickety-click and take a digital trip on the TMOS Shopping Center. It has everything, featuring Macy's.com, Target.com, and Walmart.com. When you shop them through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. That makes everybody happy. Just make sure you access Macy's, Target, and Walmart through their banners on our website. Cost you nothing, means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS. Buy yourself something nice. Groundhog Day means the TMOS Shopping Center. The best. Without a shadow of a doubt. Get it?
Yeah.
All right. Audio ball. Open it up for today, Friday, Jan 24, 2019. Rob Spiewak.
It's Friday, Mike.
Thank God it's Friday.
And remember what the Pope says. Now, do you remember the movie Borat?
Yes, I loved it. Absolutely loved every minute, and I didn't like any of his other stuff since then, but I loved Borat.
He had a very distinctive accent. He was from Kazakhstan, but he spoke English.
Yes.
Someone sent me
my
a clip.
My brother Philo, you can't get this, you can't get it, la 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 la.
Someone sent me a tape of a Kazakhstan newscaster, and I'd never heard the actual language being spoken.
Okay.
And the person that captioned it on this viral video site said, it sounds like a diesel engine trying to start in 40 degrees below zero weather. So here is a brief clip of a Kazakhstan, and it's on a real news set, so my gut is that it's real. Here's a newscaster in Kazakhstan.
Kuz, kush, kish, kush, kerker, kur, kul, kel, kul, kling, skasus, kemohitis, arkada, altar, karbar, karkada, karkar, karbar, karkar, karda, agar, karbar, altar, karda, markar, karbar, hadrede, abigratis, otter, abigratis, otter, and adrene, as he must water, gulum.
Oh, wow. That's what it sounds like.
It hurt. I want somebody to finish a sentence.
Is he doing a tongue twister or something in his native tongue?
There's no captioning. There's nothing in the screen that indicates what he's doing, but his lips match what he's saying, and he's doing it on a news set, so I have to think it's genuine.
How much wood
Oh. You'll never get this. La, 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 la.
So that's that. I loved this video. A guy had a parachute and jumped off a 50-story building. It was in a big city. I couldn't tell which city. He landed on a parking deck next to an old man. And the old man handled it so calmly.
3, 2, 1. See ya.
He's on a parachute now.
He lands.
Yep.
So, man. Sorry. Can I get a high five?
Didn't expect to see you up here.
I was never here.
You were never here. All right. How far have you been?
How far have I been? I don't remember.
Didn't expect to see you here.
Yep. See you later. How you doing? I got to go celebrate my 70th birthday at KCJJ.
I'd immediately think that somebody just robbed a bank.
Yeah,
or maybe we were being invaded,
or some armored plane in the sky. You know, they jumped off with the bricks of gold.
Yeah, right.
I didn't expect to see you here.
Right.
Never saw that's me.
That's actually Roger Stone.
6 a.m.
Yeah, 6 a.m. this morning. He was kind of chill about it, to be honest with
really?
You.
Really?
Got arrested. Yeah, they had. I don't know how they had it. They had video. CNN had a guy, a producer there at 5 o'clock in the morning. Go figure.
Big lawn, small lawn.
It really, Hondo. Really dark, but it was Lauderdale right across the alley.
Oh, okay.
So it's down here. He got popped. Yeah, very interesting.
All right, I'll close with this. I like Bill Hader. He's not on Saturday Night Live anymore, but I liked him because he always did obscure voices.
He was the guy that did the newscaster from New York.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah. Exactly. He did that.
Herb Welch.
Herb Welch. Here he is on Conan talking about the night he won his Emmy Award. And I love this story. Close with Bill Hader.
I don't like the parties and stuff. I'm always a bit kind of awkward at. So I went to In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah!
I went to the In-N-Out Burger, and they give you a nice car when you go to the Emmys. And I'm in the back of the car, and the thing rolled down, and I'm paying for my burger. And the woman goes, didn't you just win an Emmy? And I go, yeah. And she goes, can I see it? And I show her the Emmy.
Right.
And she goes, who else is in there with you? I'm like, it's just me. And she goes, oh, baby, that's sad.
That's your magic audio ball. Have a great weekend, everybody.
And it is. Hey, another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting week of Mike O'Mara's shows. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Also, go to our website and check out the bonus show. If you haven't subscribed, you might want to subscribe this week.
Yes.
It's an incredible bonus show. You're going to love it, and we don't even know what's on it yet.
I do.
Easy as pie and just as tasty. We'll be right back. Please support TMOS.
It's a good one.
For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak. This is Mike O'Mara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.
That's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Goodbye, duties.